Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey.
Everyone's talking about red light therapy beds, and for good reason. There's a company called ARRC LED that's building an entirely new class of LED devices. ARRC LED beds integrate proprietary scanning technology and frequency protocols to shape the delivery of six different wavelengths in dose-optimized photobiomodulation. Yes, that's a lot of words. What it is, though, is that photobiomodulation improves the underlying energetics of the cells in your body. And those changes can benefit nearly every tissue and organ and system in your body. You change your cells and you change your life. For more information, visit ARRCLED.com. Hey there, ice bath lovers. Do you want to take your cold exposure game up a notch with some contrast therapy? Well, you should, because cold plunges and contrast therapy can lower stress, up your immunity, and even help you sleep better. It works better than just cold therapy alone. Well, now you can do that with the new Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tubs by Master Spas. Whether you want to relax in a hot soak or get energized with a cold plunge, the Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tub has you covered. You can easily hop out of the hot water, get in the cold water, and go back and forth. When you do that, you get better results in less time, and that's what biohacking is all about. Go to chiligoattubs.com, use promo code DAVE500, and you can save $500 on any Chili Goat cold tub. I have one in my backyard. That's chiligoattubs.com, promo code DAVE500.
Today's cool fact of the day is that just like Google can add more servers to their network whenever they want to, your brain can do the same thing. It can produce new cells throughout your lifetime. So that means that brain degeneration is inevitable, but it also means that you can get an upgrade now. New neurons can be created at any age through this concept of neuroplasticity. And it just takes a little bit more conscious planning to keep doing this when you're older than when you're younger. The stuff we believed 25 years ago that you have as many brain cells as you're born with was, I think, total bunk would be the right way to describe it. One of the primary drivers of your ability to add new brain cells is mitochondria. And my new book, Headstrong, and if you're watching on video, I'm holding it up in the most amazingly commercial posture ever, is all about mitochondria and what you can do specifically for mitochondria in your brain and in the rest of your body. And if you're watching on video, you would see these guns, which are ridiculous because I put on about 35 pounds of muscle in my quest to raise my mitochondrial count in the last 2 months. It was an accident. I didn't mean to do it, and I had to buy new shirts. Apologies. Yes, I use some research chemicals that are not in the book, but they're all on the blog because I tell you guys all the crazy crap that I do. Today's interview is going to be a lot of fun. In fact, you're going to learn something about pulsed electromagnetic frequencies. But before you do that, will you take 5 seconds, go to iTunes, and give Bulletproof Radio a 5-star review? This helps other people find it. And since today's episode is really cool, it's one of those in-person live interviews instead of something that I'm doing over Skype. The team came up here to the studios. So if you decide to watch on YouTube, go to bulletproof.com/YouTube, and that'll take you directly to our channel. You can watch this live, which is kind of cool. As usual, you'll be able to get the transcripts for free on the Bulletproof website. So say thanks by leaving us a 5-star review, or even better yet, go to orderheadstrong.com, pick up a copy of the new book that has so much of this information from hundreds of episodes of Bulletproof Radio, all compressed into a single really about a 4 or 5 hour read. All right. Today's guests are Gary Volino of a company called Pulse Centers and Gary Ryan, who's a medical professional and a competitive swimmer. And Pulse Centers makes a new pulsed electromagnetic frequency device. These are guys who are at the Bulletproof Conference. And I've added their very high-end medical grade gear to my labs up here at my house. These are magnetic fields that pulse really rapidly, so much that you can actually feel it and you can see your muscles jumping, which is completely ridiculous. This is cool because I get to ask basically CEO of a company who's bringing this commercial to market, bringing this commercial technology to market, commercializing whatever the heck I'm trying to say, as well as someone who's using it in clinical practice and for his own exercise performance. So kind of a cool both sides of this, the user, the medical side, and the business side all together, because this is how disruption happens. And these guys are absolutely disrupting things by bringing this technology in that has systemic level effects that go across everything. So welcome, Gary number one and Gary number two.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right. Let's start out here. And I'm going to ask Gary Ryan, our medical side of things and exercise side of things, what is pulsed electromagnetic frequency? Like, why do we use this stuff?
Great question. And very simple and easy explanation would be to go to our basic unit. Mentally and spiritually, we are what we are. Physically, we are a pile, a healthy or an unhealthy pile of cells.
Yep.
All cells operate the same way. In essence, they're batteries. When we look at a cell, when we're 20 years old, the circumference of the cell, whether it's a brain cell, a liver cell, a lung cell, are big, fat, round, healthy grapes. And those grapes are plump and moist. At age 20, we can basically do anything with those things. We can fall down a cliff. The next day, we feel great. We get sick. We recover almost instantaneously. As we age, for a multitude of reasons, stress, toxicity, traumas, the cells begin to lose charge. And the mitochondria begin to slow down. And the cells, rather than looking at big fat grapes, they begin to look more like raisins. So when we're looking at pulsed electromagnetic frequency, the acronym PEMF, what we're looking at is highly charged electronic particles that are penetrating the cell and bringing those cells back to a more normal charge.
Now, mitochondria are a particular fetish of mine. And what you're saying there about us being a pile is something that really became clear as I was writing Headstrong, where you have a quadrillion mitochondria, about 10% of your body weight, and their job is to make high energy particles, these electrons that they make from food and to a small extent from light, and they use oxygen and all that. What does changing magnetic fields have to do with that?
The strength of the magnetic field has to do with how the mitochondria is going to function. So that's your basic. That's a good question.
Is that something that you get into with the medical practice or other Gary, something that you want to talk about?
Yeah, sure. Let me just take a step back on the definition of pulsed electromagnetic field. I think that'll help. Is there's a lot of controversy about electromagnetic fields to begin with. Mm-hmm. And as you can tell, I'm not the health guy. Gary's the health guy, right? Look at him. He's much healthier than me. What I am is more of the business side of pulsed electromagnetic fields. And I got involved in pulsed electromagnetic fields therapy about a year and a half ago. And what happened to me was I hurt my back and I went to a chiropractor and he happened to have one of these machines by Pulse Centers. It worked wonders for the pain in my back. So I was very curious in what it did. Just so happened it was made out of Atlanta, Georgia. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. So I started researching electromagnetic fields and the Pulse Centers company. After a few months of doing that, I gave my father a system, and he benefited from the electromagnetic field therapy as well. Now, the way we position the product, it's cellular exercise. We position this as exercise system. And when it comes to PEMF, pulse electromagnetic fields have been around for millions of years. I mean, Earth is a huge generator yeah. of electromagnetic fields. So I think it's important to realize what we're doing is the good side of electromagnetic fields. We're simulating that electromagnetic field that comes from the Earth, that pulsing. It's called the Schumann resonance, as a matter of fact. That Schumann resonance happens 7.8 times a second. It's where the magnetic field is pulsing. And that pulse happens because this high voltage lightning is hitting the Earth, causing the core to go out to the poles and create the electromagnetic field. Everybody mm-hmm. knows there's an electromagnetic field because of the compass, right? You point it north, right? So that's all because of an electromagnetic field. So our electromagnetic fields operate on more of that low-end frequency as opposed to cell towers and power lines, which operate on a high-end frequency. So what we're really doing at the end of the day is we're providing that energy. There's light energy, lasers. There's electrical energy. You plug your toaster in, it's causing electrical energy. Harmful EMFs come out of that, but that's operating at a completely different frequency. So what we're trying to do and what we have succeeded in doing is bringing that electromagnetic field that's good from the Earth-based electromagnetic field back into the body. And what Gary's saying is that energy that we're bringing into the body is causing, you know, what he's seeing in his practice day in, day out, a difference in what the cells do.
Now, the Schumann resonance is something that some listeners may have heard of. And like you're saying, lightning strikes, it reverberates between the ionosphere and the surface of the Earth. And because of the height of the ionosphere, you end up getting this reverberating 7.8 hertz, which is sort of the timing signal of the planet. Now, there's arguments, ones I believe actually, that say if we didn't have that, we probably wouldn't have evolved as a species. Like it's fundamental to life on Earth. We know, in fact, I write a lot about this in Headstrong, mitochondria are semiconductive. They're sensitive to electrical fields. And for anyone who just doesn't believe that, okay, I just have to tell you this. When you take one of the pulse emitter devices and you put it on your body, it's just a magnet, your body goes, ting, 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 like your muscles twitch. Okay, that would be evidence that we're sensitive. You cannot argue with this.
Right.
Actually, you can, but it just makes you a doofus. Like at a certain point, you have to be willfully ignorant. All right? Now, you could say that there's no harm caused by electromagnetic frequencies, and there's debate about that. I think that there's plenty of evidence of harm from certain frequencies, because it's not about are magnets good for you or bad for you. In fact, you could argue what magnet is placed where, whether it's a constant field or a pulsing field, and then how frequently does it pulse? How strong is it? Those are just basic variables. Also, what time of day should you have electromagnetic frequencies pulse? That probably matters as well. So there's all kinds of variables, but to say they have no effect would be like denying gravity at this point. Do you guys agree with that?
I agree.
Absolutely. I mean, it's science has proven time and time again that these electromagnetic fields, that the Earth is, you know, pulsating, it is beneficial for life.
So now, something I haven't talked about, I don't think ever here, about almost exactly 20 years ago, when I was looking at every possible technology that was going to upgrade myself. Granted, I didn't like being fat. I didn't like being tired all the time. I was having problems with cognitive function. So I put a Schumann resonance generator in my house that made a 7.8 hertz electromagnetic field, so that even though I was exposed to lots of, we'll call it electrosmog, that there's a timing signal that my body can resonate to. So it's a low powered field, but that's been running for 20 years in my house. It seems like, well, let's see, I plugged it in once. Every time I moved, I plugged it in again. Almost no work involved. And the odds of it causing harm were about zero. Because if electrical fields don't do anything, then it's harmless. And if they do something, this is the one that was present always anyway, so I might as well strengthen that field. So that was a harm or risk reduction strategy. And what we're doing with the pulse center's gear here is you can lay on this mat with a very strong Schumann resonance or different frequencies on it, going up to 9.9 pulses per second.
Correct.
And you definitely feel stuff happening. I mean, it's a very powerful form of exercise. In fact, you can get tired from it. You can also get just like really energized from doing it. And since our mitochondria were ancient bacteria that have always been tuned in to the Schumann resonance of the Earth and are electrically sensitive, I would say beyond any shadow of a doubt at this point, just because you can see the effects. How do you know with the pulse center's gear, how do you know that you're using the right frequencies or that it works? Like what results do you see?
Well, from a results standpoint, I'll let Gary speak to that because he practices it every day. I'm on the business side of it.
Sure.
But the plus, I receive letters and emails from plenty of our customers, you know, showing and telling me the effects. What we believe in is the anecdotal, if you will, effects of it that we see every day, and those range from, you know, sleeplessness is going away, so people are sleeping better. Mm-hmm. Inflammation is down, so people report they're no longer inflamed, which, you know, is, you know, I think 2001, I think Time magazine had it on the cover of their magazine as the silent killer, inflammation. So we know that the Schumann effect is good. We know that these low-end frequencies are good for our body from science. You have plenty of scientists, PhDs, Harold Burr, Jerry Tennant, that have studied this and reported the effects of these low frequencies, high intensities. Stephen Beebe, as a matter of fact, from Old Dominion University, wrote an excellent paper around short bursts of energy entering the body through electromagnetic fields. So all this has been studied, and for many, many years. Remember, electromagnetic fields go back to Nikola Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, people know Tesla mostly for the car company nowadays, but Tesla was really the founder of electromagnetic fields.
He was into vibration of all sorts. The first whole body vibration platforms were actually made by Tesla as well. So I make the Bulletproof Vibe now. This all came out of this guy who was really obsessed with vibrations of all forms, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Now, when you get into the magnetic frequencies here, one of the things that attracted me to want to play with your technology is that you're using a power supply that's basically out of a stealth airplane. It's basically a radar control system level thing, because one of the problems we have is that you need a lot of power to make a high powered EMF or high powered pulsed EMF. Mm-hmm. So you need to be able to turn power on off. So you imagine you're like flicking your light switch on, off, on, off, on, off. You can't really do that 10 times a second. And if you did, the switch would break really quickly. So what the Pulse Center's device does, which is kind of cool, is you're using the things that are used to control radar systems for electronic countermeasures from airplanes, which I thought was kind of cool. But that lets it have this really powerful pulse that happens really, really frequently. Why does the strength, why do you need that much power in order to get the effect? Because there's 9-volt battery power things out there all over the place.
Yeah, there are, and they're only going to go skin deep. We're trying to affect the cells and the organ systems.
Well, you definitely feel it in your organs. Yeah, that's for sure.
So you know, and we created accessories so you can put the magnetic field on the front and the back, so it pulls it all the way through your body. Mm-hmm. So if you're working on a liver, for example, you can put a paddle in one of our accessories on the front and the back of mm-hmm. your liver, and then you can feel it all the way through your liver. So in order to make that happen, you're going to have to use a higher intensity system. The low intensity, all EMS in the range that we're talking about, mm-hmm. and the amount, and even this is where we talk about Gauss with the intensities. So even the low end Gauss systems are good for you. They're going to help your skin, but they're not going to make the dramatic effects that a high intensity system will make, higher Gauss system.
I've talked about some of the low end ones on the blog, even like 5-6 years ago, and I've had devices going back 15 plus years, but they're subtle effects. And this, the Pulse Center stuff is not subtle at all. In fact, if you turn it up all the way, a lot of people can't sit on it. It's too strong.
Well, what you're noticing is a breakthrough in our technology. The older systems were spark gap systems, and we still have some spark gap systems. Mm-hmm. They're great systems. We call them mechanical. Now, with our newer technology, which is what you have, is the digital technology. So it's a digitally controlled pulse. So we're very scientific with the pulse. And you mentioned some of the military, instruments or components in the system. And that's what we've done. We've created a military grade system that was designed to last 80 years. When the engineers asked us how long you want this to last, they said, a human's lifetime, 80 years.
So now people are wondering, all right, so there's this cool new military grade PEMF tech. How do I try it? And I'm just going to be really straightforward with you guys. The stuff's expensive, right? It's meant to be at your doctor's office right now anyway.
Absolutely.
And so the way you can try this, you guys have a location in, I didn't actually check before the show, you have your Pulsar's location in Atlanta. At least people can go in and try it?
Oh, we have, in Atlanta, but they're all throughout the United States.
Okay.
We have some worldwide.
So globally, there are practitioners who have these, and you have a finder?
They do. There's a locator.
Locator on our website. PulseCenters.com?
PulseCenters.com.
So if you want to try this out at a local place, you can try it out. And it's sort of like you might go somewhere and get a massage or any sort of other acupuncture, something like that. You go to a chiropractor, a sports therapist, a doctor. There are probably some doctors treating.
Functional medicine doctors.
Okay,
integrative medicine doctors, yes. Okay.
So you go there and say, I want to try this stuff out. I actually tried one of your machines about, 4 years ago. I was having some problems with my right elbow. And so I actually had some prolozone injected and then did some high-powered EMF. And I'm pretty sure it was one of your machines. It was a very high-powered one. It looked just like yours, so it must have been. And I definitely noticed some results from that, but I figured, well, I probably won't end up getting one of these things. And when we met at the Bulletproof Conference, and then we got to meet again at A4M, I believe.
Right, A4M.
Yeah, A4M's American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. So I just like, well, this is really noticeable. It's a different level than anything I've experienced. So I decided that I wanted to add it to my arsenal of things here.
Yeah, sure. No, your arm feeling the effects of it with our older systems. I mean, that's really what was designed for and accepted throughout North America was, and really throughout the world, non-union bone fractures. It was helped in healing the non-union bone fractures. Recently, they've been applying it to the head on depression patients. So this technology has a wide range of benefits.
I'll tell you, if I put this stuff on my head, even at half power, like within 10 minutes, I'm like, I got to go to sleep. Like it's doing something to the brain for sure that's stimulating it. And on the bone fractures, in your literature, you have a photo of someone, an x-ray of someone with, I don't know who it was, I think it might have been one of you guys.
It was one of our doctors.
One of your doctors with a break in his forearm that was fully healed in 9 days?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. For all the, there's a bunch of doctors who listen to Bulletproof Radio. They keep reaching out, so I don't know how many, but there's thousands probably. So yeah, 9 days to heal a fully broken forearm. It's unheard of. And you can see the x-rays, which is one of the things that was attractive to me. And then we have someone's bone density, which is basically the most dense bones on the planet, probably.
Right.
Whose is that? True.
Well, that's Paul Webb, our founder.
Okay, Paul's the developer.
He's
the
developer.
Of this. Mm-hmm. And Paul's off camera, but he's... So I've seen his bone density scans, and like they make the martial artists who harden their bones look like they're made of balsa wood. I mean, like literally, this is the densest bones I've ever seen. So... I don't know. I haven't tried picking you up. He's probably like adamantium at this point. So, can you guys explain why do bones heal so fast? Why are we getting changes in bone density from electromagnetic frequencies like this? Like, what's going on there?
Well, Gary, I think you can jump in here on this one.
What I have observed, I've been using the technology now 10 years.
In a medical practice, right?
Yes. And I'm, okay. We'll just call it an alternative.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. Chiropractic,
you're
medical
DC,
practice,
right? Okay.
DC. Yes. My observation is people will often ask, will this help for this condition or will it help for that condition? And as I mentioned to you earlier, my question to them is, do they have cells? So based on a lot of research that was done at Yale, it is apparent that just about any pathology in the body is preceded by a drop in cell charge. Now we have technology that will reach down to the level of a cell that has lost charge, and due to the high intensity of the pulse, bring that pulse back to normal or a more normal situation, which allows it to replicate and produce a more normal cell. Based on a lot of the biohacking and principles that you've already discovered with your Bulletproof diet plan.
It's true that the cellular charge matters, and there is no condition that isn't mitochondrial, right? Like inflammation is caused at the mitochondrial level.
At the mitochondrial level, and the inflammation is the lack of oxygen. The PEMF is a giant oxygenator.
Can you walk through the biochemistry on how it's making oxygen in the cells?
I'm a clinician, and I wouldn't even begin to attempt to do
it. Well, here, you know, I think what's important to say, and you've said this, I actually got this from you. As its basic, you know, functions, the cell mm-hmm. does three things, mm-hmm. right? It feeds, it either flees or fights, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other F1 is reproduce, right?
That's pretty much what our cells do all day long.
That's all they do all day long. but if the cell doesn't have the energy to do those things, it's not going to heal.
Well, it's going to focus first on feeding and running away because
right.
it feels like a threat.
That's right?
And if there's enough energy left, then you'll have some sexual function.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
So your bones, your eyes, there's certain systems that want to heal faster than others. I mean, you know, back in the day when we were walking around the earth and barefoot and naked, you know, at the end, it was a broken leg, you're pretty much dead.
Tigers can eat you.
Tigers right? eat you and stuff like that. So your bones want to heal. Your eyesight is another, you know, something mm-hmm. that wants to heal really fast. So by giving energy to the cells, it's going to just speed up. It's a catalyst. So that's what's happening here with good electromagnetic field.
Do you see changes in visual acuity from PEMF?
Well, I can only speak anecdotally. My dad's 84 years old, and I got the system for him for his arthritis. He was on Celebrex,
mm-hmm.
He didn't change anything other than using the system. I told him, Dad, you know, try this out. I think it's going to help you with your inflammation, your arthritis. Well, he couldn't close his hands. He could get his hands like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after about 6 weeks, he'd get his hands like this.
Wow.
He's back golfing, right? Now he's 85 and golfing, and couldn't be happier. You couldn't take this machine away from him. Yeah, that's, I mean, he loves it. And so did all of his neighbors. So at the end of the day, what's happening there is I don't know. You know, placebo effect, I don't think so. But it's doing something to reduce that inflammation and cause my father to give up his Celebrex. And so I said, Dad, why don't you try it on your eye? Because every 3 months, like clockwork, he'd get a shot in his eye.
Because of macular degeneration.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. So you get a shot to replace that fluid. So he went to the doctor like clockwork every 3 months for a shot in his eye. And I had him try the paddles on his head. And I said, just do it 15 minutes a day, see what happens. Next time he went to the doctor takes an x-ray of his eye or looks into his eye and determines what kind of fluid he needs in there. He said, I don't know, Mr. Valino. You don't need a shot today. So my dad goes, you're not going to believe this. I don't need a shot today. I've been going for years, for 3 months, you know, every 3 months, and I don't need a shot today. What is this machine doing? I said, Dad, I don't know. I said, just keep doing it. If it makes you feel good, just keep doing it. And that's just the common sense side of me, not the medical side of me.
Now there's macular degeneration is directly mitochondrial. And we're seeing, at least I'm forecasting, hundreds of millions of people going blind because of changes in our lighting. And when you have these LED lights, they create mitochondrial stress in the eyes and like 23% more of the cells get damaged. So I'm doing everything I can to change this. Mm-hmm. And adding energy back into the eyes with pulsed electromagnetic frequencies, like you're talking about, is a great strategy to keep mitochondria strong. You have the most mitochondrial density in the eyes, the brain, and the heart. And if you're a woman, your ovaries are actually stronger than anything else. You have 100,000 mitochondria there versus 15,000 in these other dense areas. So what I'm doing, my own, I don't want to get macular degeneration, is there's something called Eye Armor, brand new bulletproof supplement, which is a bunch of things that are shown to increase the health of things inside the eyes, which is a preventative strategy, just for general eye health, not to prevent any one condition or anything like that. It's just like we know that eyes are more resilient when they have these kind of nutrients. On top of that, reducing exposure to blue light. So there's the True Dark glasses. There's things you wear during the day for indoor. And at night, there's a patented set of frequencies that affect sleep that go beyond blue blocking. I do this every day. But I also expose myself pretty much every night. I do at least a few minutes on the Pulse Center's equipment that I've got here, which is the big Pulse XL Pro. And something else interesting, I guess Elliot didn't bring Merlin up here. I was going to show off my dog, which would be a great incentive to look at the video. But my dog Merlin's 12. He's an English cream dachshund, and he's been blind since he was 2 years old. It's a congenital condition, and not much they can do about it. He's overbred. Really, really nice dog, but he's 12, right? He eats brain octane on his food every day, raw grass-fed meat, liver powder. Like, he's as bulletproof as it gets. You can Google bulletproof dachshund. There's a whole article about what I feed him. So he's a very healthy 12-year-old dachshund, given that, you know, he's got genetic problems. And I started putting him on the Pulse Center's mat. So I lay on it for 15 minutes, and he lays on my chest. And when you turn it on, he lifts his head up and like looks around like, what? You can tell he's feeling it in his body, kind of a little bit curious about it. And then I'll get off and I'll do some work, and I leave him on there for 90 minutes at a relatively small field strength. We're doing the Schumann resonance, 7.8 hertz. And he's running at maybe 10% of the total field strength, because I think he'd probably like levitate if I turn the thing all the way up. He's just a little dog. Yeah. And he just curls up on there, but he's like a puppy. Like, the change, just even over just from 2 days, you know, I come in and he, you know, dogs, the way when they want to play, they're sliding for the one to play, is they put their butt up in the air, they put their paws down on the ground. So he's doing like, you know, stomping around like a puppy. And he doesn't do the Pulse Center. This is the Pulse XL Pro I've got. But if he doesn't do that after 3 days, he's still wags his tail and walks around, but he just walks instead of like bounces around. Huge changes. And this is a dog that can't really exercise because he runs into things because he's blind. So, you know, huge changes. I wanted to wave him around.
It's interesting you say that. I mean, because we have a whole side of our business that's in the equine business.
Of course.
So, you know, a horse is just a really big human. You know, all the organ systems and everything. And you would think that applying electromagnetic fields that they could feel, the horse would run away. Completely opposite. The horse sees you coming with the system, and we have a big yellow box. EQX is the system. And it's much lower. It's the strength is not nowhere near the Pro, because they don't need the strength that we're, that their muscles and the way their body is.
They're much more sensitive.
Much more sensitive. So when you come walking into the stable with that system, the horses get excited, and all they want is to be up against that system. They know those rings that we put on them make them feel so much better. And so we have some you know, some horse racing individuals that use the system on their horses, promote our system, and you know, I talk to these men and women, and they're just amazed. And I didn't realize this, but veterinarians been using them for years. So again, my naivety in this whole side of the, you know, call it alternative health or what, however you want to look at it. You know, this has just been a phenomenal thing for veterinarians, and you know, there's no placebo effect in horses and dogs and cats. They get it. They're just naturally drawn to it.
Some of the interesting things about horses is they are electromagnetically sensitive, and I've been studying heart rate variability, which is kind of the flip side of what we're dealing with here. Your heart is the strongest magnetic field generator in the body, and it makes a donut-shaped field that's tipped 8 degrees to the left, and we can measure it several feet outside the body, but we know magnetic fields actually go out to infinity. They just drop in signal strength over time or over distance. So when you walk into the stall of a horse that's trained to be ridden, its heart rate variability, the spacing between its heartbeats, will change to match yours. So if you walk in there tweaking, you're going to have a nervous horse. And you walk in there calm, it'll actually sync up with you. And that's one of the reasons that these things probably work. In my 20 years or so of really focusing on this biohacking stuff, there's two groups of people that that are most interesting for cutting edge stuff. One of them is racehorses. The people who have a $10 million horse will do anything on the planet that works, and they don't care if they know why, but they are going to find what works because the economics are so important there. And the other one is special forces, Navy SEALs, guys like that. Mm-hmm. Same thing. They're probably more like $50 million people. And if they can do something to make them stronger, faster, more resilient, or to heal better, it's worth it, and they'll do things that are off the menu. So when I had whiplash, going back maybe 17, 18 years, it was the second time I had whiplash. The first time it took me a year to heal. I did chiropractic every week, and it was miserable. I had chronic inflammation. I was living in a house that had toxic mold, which makes it very hard to heal from anything, and I didn't know this. But the second time, I actually was hit much harder and was going, oh, man, my hands are cold. I've got a headache. I'm completely zombified. Like, I'm messed up. And I met a naturopath friend, and he had a medical laser only approved for use on horses, because there were no medical lasers approved for use on people back then. So I took this thing, put it on my back. Within 3 minutes, my hands were warm. I felt like a loosening of the muscles, straight out of racehorse repairville. Mm-hmm. This week, I may or may not have injected a research chemical used on horses for rapid healing. In fact, I healed a sprained ankle in 36 hours with racehorse technologies because I didn't have PEMF. I was down at the 40 years of Zen facility. I sprained my ankle, and I was, you know, golf ball sized swelling. I was completely fine in 36 hours with that kind of racehorse tech. Remarkable. It was still a little sore, though. I came back a week later, and I put the two rings from the Pulse XL Pro around the foot and fixed it the rest of the way. So I was completely fine. It was in no limp, but I could still feel it, like some extension of the ankle. Like, it wasn't quite right. So I literally laid here for a half hour with the Pulse XL Pro, and it resolved. And this kind of like rapid healing stuff, I love it. I didn't realize that you were doing stuff with horses, but that's where, like, if you have really bad stuff going on, you should see what they do for horses and go there as a last resort.
Yeah, sure.
And the FDA hates it when people say that. So sorry, guys.
Well, as long as you say it.
There is, and I am told that in California that the use of PEMF on a racehorse the day of the race is forbidden.
Oh, really? How would they know?
I don't know how they would know one way or another, but I am told that because it is so effective.
So there's something wrong with the world. The most effective things that make people live longer, or animals in this case, feel better and perform better are banned. Like there's a core belief that our condition should be suffering and striving, Whereas the work I do with the Bulletproof Diet, with Headstrong, it's about reducing struggle by increasing energy. So I would consider it unethical to allow racehorses to run without PEMF, because if they perform better, they're less likely to be injured and will probably have a better race. So now that we know it works, why are you allowed to not use it? And the same goes, by the way, for you professional athletes out there. Like, if you're over 35, the sport body should require that you get your testosterone and growth hormone and all your other levels done, and that you supplement so you don't hurt yourself. Like, this idea of, like, destroying yourself with exercise as you age, oh my God, how masochistic can you get? Like, can we bring back self-flagellation and horsehair shirts and crap like that? That's just not okay. All right, sorry, I may be completely off topic here, but...
Not really. And I concur with your assessment of it. And going back even to your visual acuity, which I have a number of people, I'm going to say, coming in their late 50s to mid-80s. Mm-hmm. And one of the side effects, they may be coming in for one reason or another.
Yeah.
Countless times, number of times, and I'm not surprised to hear it anymore, although I was at first, was I went to my ophthalmologist. And they had to change the prescription on my glasses. And I go, oh, yeah. Well. He goes, no, they're improving. Not once, but twice, and possibly three times. So in effect, the visual acuity has gone up. Recently, as of this week, a man that made dental, I don't want to say implants, but anyway, dental accessories, mm-hmm. worked in a lab under the wrong kind of lighting for a long time. He's in his early 60s. Bleeding macular degeneration.
Ooh, the wet stuff is bad.
And I will say that after 2 weeks, the bleeding is completely stopped and the wavy lines are almost completely corrected.
Wow.
Not that that was our focus. We're only providing energy to raise the efficiency of the cell.
Since everything in the body is mitochondrial, except red blood cells don't have mitochondria, but everything is mitochondrial, if you come in and you take a treatment, whether it's a nutritional supplement, a change in diet, going into ketosis, you shouldn't expect one thing to change. Like the history of Western medicine is like, well, I'm a kidney doctor. I'm just going to look at the kidney, or I'm a knee doctor and screw the ankles and the hips. Like, I'm all about the knee. And this lack of systems thinking, when you peel back the layers of the system all the way down, you realize that mitochondria are running the show. Like, these little things, we didn't harness them to make them into our batteries. They moved into us to make us their petri dish. And they decide what cells live and what cells die. They decide what inflammation will happen. They decide how much energy you'll have where. They actually make pregnenolone, which is the precursor hormone. And that's why hacking them is so important. And in the universe of technologies for hacking your mitochondrial energy, you should expect everything in your body to get better when you do that. Erectile function, cardiac function, cognitive function, dental health, skin health, it all gets better when you have more energy, and the body will, it's genius, it'll selectively apply that energy on an order of necessity, right? So the areas that are the most damaged, that are the most critical to function, will get the energy first. And when you have enough energy for everything, the body's like, hot damn, like, what am I going to do next?
Right.
And
I'm going to walk around and feel fantastic. People go, well, do you feel good? I go, no, I feel great. And just what you're saying is one of the assets of Pulse Centers and what they've done with their equipment is, I think what we're going to find is we're going to be measuring not only the efficiency of the mitochondria, but we're going to be looking at where the fields are down in relation to the mitochondria.
Yeah.
And as opposed to treating one area that is deficient, we're going to find other areas, and we have ways of doing this, where the actual field is deficient. And by bringing the whole field up, the mitochondria follow along with the right nutritional background.
This reminds me, this must be, 2006-ish? I had, maybe 2007, so, I'm old. I had coffee at the Red Rock Coffee Shop in Mountain View. Which is a place I used to go work when I lived down there. I'd like just sit there and do email. And I had coffee with the guy who held the first patent for 802.11b, the first Wi-Fi out there. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever spent some time in Silicon Valley with engineers, like, these are my people, and, you know, beards and eyes pointing in different directions and, like, super, super geeky. And I actually spend most of my time in that world, more so than in like the human performance. But this guy was so brilliant, and he said, Dave, we have millions of dollars of test equipment for looking at subtle changes in magnetic fields. That's how we troubleshoot these Wi-Fi signals. And he said, so what I did is I turned the equipment around on my body and look at the data. And he turns his laptop around and he has all these magnetic fields coming off the body going, hey, look at this. I'm pretty sure that we have diagnostic level information here, but like, what do I know? I'm an engineer. I'm not a medical professional, but look, there's so much we can do with all this. And I haven't talked to him in, years and years and years. But the idea that he was using stuff from Wi-Fi to look at the human body and to look at different field strengths and different rotations and things like that at different parts of the body, the data is all there, but this is completely outside of medical school. Like, this is not in the universe there. Yet what you're talking about here, if you get that data, I'm pretty sure that we'll be able to say, put the paddles from the Pulse XL Pro here and put them on this field strength, and you'll be able to modulate something. And eventually, and now I'll sound like I'm, going to fly a spaceship to Mars or something, but eventually you don't need to have the paddles close to the body. You should be able to have it across the room, because that's what we do in fighter jets. You have radar countermeasures. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't you have a radar countermeasure towards a human being? Are you guys working on that? Can you tell me about it? Uh-oh.
Well,
they gave each other a suspicious look. They're working on it. Okay, you guys hear that?
Yes.
Gary's been talking about it, and we've been, bantering it around. But we're focused right now on the body. So,
well, I can tell you guys, I've been working on it too. And right now, I used pulsed electromagnetic frequencies to upload malware. So both of you, when you think of your ATM codes, I receive them. Just so that's all clear. Sorry, that was a computer hacker side of me mixing with the biohacker side. That happens. But one of the concerns I have here, and one of the reasons that I created the biohacking term and didn't trademark it or anything back in the early days, is that you look at what computer hackers have done for the computer security industry. So there are people who do hacking. In fact, the CIA's set of hacking tools just got released a couple weeks ago, right? So like, oh, look, they were doing this crap to us all the time. Yet the hackers in the know were like, yeah, we knew that because we've been using these, for things like that. So you want to have public knowledge, and then there's misuse of these things by big companies and by governments. Well, now that what we just talked about here, if we can just establish that pulsed electromagnetic frequency matters for human performance and that there's at least the potential to do this, pulse centers and other people at the very cutting edge of PEMF have to go out and figure out what this stuff is, because otherwise there is no reason that you can't build devices that do things to people without their knowledge or permission. In fact, do we call those Wi-Fi routers? Right? Like, right. I believe it's possible to make a Wi-Fi router that improves human performance instead of takes it away. And are you guys, can you do that? Like, can I buy one?
Not today.
I knew the answer to that.
Yeah.
But this is why PEMFs matter, and this is why I love what you guys are doing. Do you do stuff in your offices or in your home? So obviously you are using your technology to make yourself stronger. Do you block EMFs, like the ones that aren't serving you, 2.4 gigahertz, 5G, stuff like that? I mean, do you live in a Faraday cage? Like, let's talk about that, because people can use that at home who are listening right now. So yeah. They may or may not be able to buy, a clinical grade device. They can certainly go to a clinician and use it. But when they get home, what should they do? Like, what?
Well, the simplest things are most people walk around with a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that away from your vital organs, and when you're sleeping at night, don't have it on next to your bedstand. Those types of things. And then they also make some EMF blockers that go on. You can stick on your cell phone, and then the headphones that I use are AirPhones, where it's not a wire going into your head; it's that air tube that's going into your head. So all is very inexpensive, and of course they make things that go in the plugs, your AC outlets.
Yeah, I have some of those on the website. The Greenwave filters are on the Bulletproof website. Yeah, is there a brand you like? I don't know if you even know that one, but
no, I don't. I mean, it's been a while since I bought those, so I can't even remember.
You buy them and plug them in once and forget it, right?
That's what you do. Yes. Yeah, you buy them and plug them in and forget about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Same with my. There's devices even that I have in my truck.
Okay. Anything you'll recommend?
I'd have to, again, it's been in there now okay. for 4 years. I couldn't even tell you what it is.
I want to tell people the name of my Schumann frequency thing, but I bought it 20 years ago. I don't know.
Like, I know.
It's right. looks yeah, like an alarm clock,
to go
right?
online, and there now yeah. there's a number of devices. Yeah,
there's a lot of them out there.
So I would say at a minimum, blocking chaotic emanations from your electrical system, that's what the green light filters do. In my my kids' bedrooms and my bedroom, I have a remote control switch that's plugged into the breaker box. So it looks like a garage door kind of thing. I press a button, and it physically cuts off all of the power that goes into the bedroom back at the circuit box so that there's no magnetic fields at all from the power system. And you actually feel a difference when you sleep. I think those must cost like $600 or something, not that expensive.
Right.
And it requires an electrician or someone who knows what they're doing at the electrical box.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, you put some sort of countermeasures on your phone. Pong makes a case. And so the idea is the primary thinking in the Bulletproof Diet and in Headstrong is like, what if you stop doing the things that make you weak? Like, do that first, and then do the things that make you strong. And primarily, I want you guys here on Bulletproof Radio to talk about, like, incredible changes in cellular health and strength that come from the kind of gear that you're making at Pulse Centers. And I'm definitely seeing the effects. I see it in my dog. I see it in my wife. I'm seeing it myself. What about kids? I didn't ask you guys about that. Should I be putting my kids on here, or are they going to like grow cactus bones or something? I have no idea.
No, the contraindications, you know, and there's tons of studies mm-hmm. out there. If you go to PubMed.gov,
yeah.
you'll see, search PEMF. You'll see a lot of studies. And there's no contraindications
pregnancy?
That have come up. Except for like pacemakers, because okay. it's an electromagnetic field, and yeah. it's an electromagnetic field, battery mm-hmm. implanted in you, and,
right.
and things along those lines. But artificial knees and metal inserts and stuff like that, the magnetic field just goes around it. It's not going to go through it.
Yeah, I have a screw in my knee, and it hasn't popped out yet.
No, it won't bother.
I don't feel anything in it. Yet.
Yeah.
And I have many children or parents now that are aware of what's going on. Once people have experienced the quality of this pulse, it's a little bit like it becomes a need as opposed to a want. I've experienced dentistry. I like clean teeth. I like how I feel after flossing. I like how I feel after a dental cleaning. And once your cells are operating on that level of, boy, I feel yeah. really good, that's an addiction in itself. And so people will return going, it's time for a charge. How long do you hold the charge? Well, how long you hold the charge depends on how healthy you are, the way you eat, your lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
and the way that you're living your life, the supplements that you're taking. There's so many variables, but that idea that we can live at a very highly charged level of mitochondria is great. The parents get it, and the children are brought along on contraindications. Apparently
so,
not.
So it's
kids
all,
have stress.
Sorry, with kids.
There's toxins in their environment. They're subjected to bad EMF. They live on their cell phones.
Yeah. I spoke at the Autism One conference about mitochondria a few years ago, and I know some autistic parent or parents of autistic kids who are definitely using PEMFs. And bottom line is, anytime you make mitochondria work better, everything gets better. And as someone who had Asperger's as a younger person,
right.
I'd OCD and ODD and just all sorts of weird behavioral stuff. When the mitochondria work, it goes down. When the mitochondria don't work, it doesn't. And the thought behind, both in that community, but just in general for performance, is you get more energy into the cells. And that's kind of the Bulletproof Diet, Bulletproof Coffee, getting the ketones from brain octane oil, which works differently than MCT or coconut oil, which are far weaker in university studies. Having that happen or doing a full-on ketogenic diet, that's cyclical. More electrons come in, but the efficiency of the use of those electrons is another variable that I don't really address too much in the Bulletproof Diet, and that's why Headstrong comes out, because when you hack the mitochondria to make better use of whether it's ketones or glucose, one of the primary things that your mitochondria listen to is the electromagnetic spectrum. They look at light, they look at magnetism, they look at temperature. Those are all part of the same vibrational spectrum, right? They even look at physical vibration, sound, music, and then they look at exhaust gases, and they look at food supply, and they look at stress levels and all these other things. But what you're doing with PEMF is you're actively changing the efficiency of the use of the energy. So put more energy in the top and then make better use of it. And what comes out the bottom is humans who behave differently and perform differently and I believe likely live longer and are able to recover at rates that defy conventional wisdom altogether, which is was why you guys are on. Does it get more superhuman than that?
Yeah.
Not that I can see.
I haven't found a way yet, but I'm still working on it. Give me time.
Yes.
Well, we know exercise is good for you. Mm-hmm. That's why we call it PEMF exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is exercise. I mean, it's moving your cells. It's moving. Yeah. It's causing that energy, right? And the simplest form is just look at the definition of battery. It's a collection of cells that hold a charge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're a collection of what, 75, 100 million, 100 trillion cells?
Mm-hmm.
And we hold a charge.
Yeah, we hold a charge with a quadrillion mitochondria, right?
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So we always think of how to take care of ourselves chemically, meaning good water, vitamins, minerals. Gary here calls them M&Ms, macronutrients and micronutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how to make that happen, right? But electrically, we never think about what's holding that, you know, making that charge happen in your body. And me moving my arm here today is all electrical impulses.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this electrical side that hasn't been addressed, you know, adequately enough until really pulse electromagnetic fields has come on the scene.
Well, I'm definitely grateful for having one of your pulse center devices up here, and I have kind of the full thing because I tend to go all in. So I have a chair, and I'll show you guys all this stuff when you watch the video. So I just grabbed Merlin, the dachshund I was talking about before, and he's a happy little guy, just hanging out. Hey, Merlin.
Yeah.
And it seems like a little nervous on camera. He's camera shy, but
camera shy.
Normally he'll just let me hold him like a little baby, and he'll just kind of look happy. But he's way more energetic than he was before. Isn't that right, Merlin?
Yeah.
So, as we were saying, there's coming changes in human performance that are coming about because of PEMF. And I've got a chair and a footrest that are super, just really powerful. I've got a mat that I lay on and some paddles that are so strong you can put them pretty much anywhere in the body that concentrates the field to the point where your muscles will jump. It's a remarkable set of technology. I'd encourage you to go out and try this at a local functional medicine practitioner. And I fully expect it's possible for things like massage places or CrossFit boxes, places like that, to use this tech, or is it only medical?
They certainly can. I mean, again, we're
it's exercise.
It's exercise. I mean, this is exercise. Exercise has been proven good for you. And, you know, it's a simple technology to operate, as you found out, right?
Oh, yeah, you turn the thing on and dial the knob until it makes you twitch.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. All right, guys. Well, thank you for being on Bulletproof Radio. Your location finder for this stuff is at?
PulseCenters.com.
Okay. All right. And it's hard to put words to how it feels when you turn your mitochondria on all the way. But this is not a subtle technology. It's something where you lay on it and you know exactly what's going on. So if you're dealing with any chronic condition, every chronic condition has mitochondria at its core. And there may be toxins in your environment, like if you're living in a moldy house, it'll poison your mitochondria. They won't work as well. So you can use things that increase their performance. You still need to get rid of the root cause, but you'll feel a lot better when you're able to go out and just turn energy in your system up. It certainly made a difference for me, and I'm already doing very, very well, but there are other levels of performance, and that's why I had these guys on, the Gary number one and Gary number two. That's Gary Ryan and Gary Villain over here and Gary Ryan over here. And why I wanted you guys to hear about this. There are skin-deep PEMF devices you can get that don't do the same thing as this, but that have their own set of value as well.
And you've tried those, right?
Oh, yeah.
The difference between what that does and what this does. Yeah, that's good.
Very big difference. And there's other technologies like lasers and infrared lights and all sorts of things. And I write about pretty much everything I know of that'll affect mitochondrial function in Headstrong. But this is one of the big guns and something that's worthy of your consideration. So thanks, guys.
No, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I really appreciate being here.
If someone came to you, I guess we'll ask both of you, get a double answer here. So I'll ask Gary Villano first, who's an entrepreneur who just moved into the PEMF space. If someone came to you tomorrow and said, look, I want to perform better at every single thing that I do, what are the three most important pieces of advice you have for me? What would you offer them?
Well, I think it starts with a good foundation of food. So you have to eat right. I mean, there is something to organic food and natural, you know, fruits and berries and those types of things. Good water. So that's all very important, the nutrition side of it. The exercise is important too. I mean, if you want to stay aerobically fit and trim, I think it's important to get the exercise in. And then you really have to look at the electrical side of it. I mean, I hate to plug, you know, my own product here, but I have to. I mean, you know, there's such a difference when you're on, you know, the good pulsing electromagnetic field and when you're not.
Awesome. And Gary, number two.
I'd be beating on the same door. I would probably sound a little bit more like a doctor, but I'd say, how healthy are your cells and are they happy? If your cells are happy, you have highly functioning mitochondria. The mitochondria require oxygen, therefore you need to move. They require water, therefore you have to be hydrated. And they need M&Ms, at which point someone just kind of looks and laughs. Macronutrients and micronutrients. And stay away from the anti-nutrients. So that you've got that cell up and functioning. The next thing I do, and I am not part of the company in that sense, but the idea of being able to charge a cell is going to be as commonplace as brushing our teeth. And right now this technology does it. So when you add that component to it, you are going to elevate the function of the cell inescapably.
Awesome. Well, thanks for some awesome answers. And by the way, I fully agree. Being able to charge the human body, there's different ways of doing it, and this is one of the fundamental ways. And so, it's not just food that charges you. There's other things, and yes. PEMF is one of them.
That's right.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.